All right, ladies and gentlemen, time for trivia on WCHL. Ron Setz here along with Freddie Kiker.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, how you doing?
It's all good.
You look good.
I feel good.
Kind of Carolina blue shirt.
Yes, I do.
I like it.
Get ready to go exercise after this.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea for you.
Thank you.
Get out and exercise.
Got a two-piece bathing suit.
That's why you're so svelte.
It takes time to make sure I can fit into the two-piece bathing suit properly.
Bikini? Gosh. Don't come in here with that on, okay?
No.
Please not.
No.
I don't want to see that.
I don't want to make you toss cookies.
No.
But hey, today we're going to have a question. You like these questions, too.
Yeah.
Folks, we're going to do Chapel Hill.
Oh.
Chapel Hill.
So we're going to learn a little bit.
Well, yeah. Take some people back. Yeah.
A little Chapel Hill trivia.
Wait, here we go, folks.
Okay. Lay it on me, baby.
Way back when,
mm-hmm.
right there on along Fordham Boulevard, there was a new restaurant called Sonny's Barbecue.
Yeah, I remember that.
When it went under. Mm-hmm. Named the longtime restaurant that moved in, and they've been there ever since. Yep. Unbelievably successful, I might add.
I know exactly what you mean, and I got another story about Sonny's Barbecue as well.
Don't miss the WCHL weekend shows designed to educate, inform, inspire, and entertain. Listen to vital health information provided in a comforting manner with Your Health, hosted by Drs. Adam Goldstein and Christy Page of UNC Family Medicine. Is music more your scene? Enjoy live performances by Americana singer-songwriters from the Pittsburgh Roadhouse, hosted by award-winning singer-songwriter Tokyo Rosenthal. These are just two of your listening possibilities on the weekend. Find the weekend schedule on chapelboro.com or just tune into 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. WCHL, the news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiger wants to know, Sonny's Barbecue was on Fordham Boulevard for a very short period of time. It went under.
Yep.
They left, one reason or another, and then another restaurant moved in. And what restaurant was that?
Squids.
Ate there just last night.
Love going to Squids.
Really is good.
Oh, good stuff.
Good stuff. I love that trout polenta.
I like
that's one of my favorites.
They do skewers, kebabs of fish. I love that.
Just outstanding restaurant. Part of the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group.
Exactly. Part of the culinary magic that's been the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group for years and years and years.
Yeah.
Mickey Ewell, Pete Dorrance, Kenny Carlson, Greg Overbeck,
mm-hmm.
Tom Herzog, the list goes on and on.
Yeah,
and
no
on.
Kidding.
They just keep keeping on with so many, well, locations now around the Triangle.
Yeah, it actually.
One time it started out, Spanky's.
Yeah, Spanky's.
411.
411 West, Squids.
And then moved on,
518 West in Raleigh, where my daughter is employed.
Mez.
Page Row Grill.
Yeah.
That's like a half a block from Mez.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Really is good.
They have the Midas touch.
If you go to a Chapel Hill Restaurant Group restaurant, it's going to be good.
Yep.
It's guaranteed.
Those guys do a great job.
Yep.
And Sonny's Barbecue in town would love to have had their magic.
Well, you know what? Sonny's Barbecue came in here with Western North Carolina style barbecue, which didn't go over all that well because most of the people here prefer Eastern North Carolina barbecue, vinegar-based instead of tomato-based. But one thing that really got a lot of people upset was when Sonny's Barbecue moved in, they cut down a whole bunch of trees, and there were some people who did not like that, and they didn't get permission before they cut down these trees.
Ooh.
And they did not get off on the good foot, so to speak. So a lot of people were upset about that. That didn't help them. A bunch of trees that were up close to Fordham Boulevard got the axe.
No pun intended.
And there are a lot of people who never forgave them for that.
Put up a parking lot.
But Squids, man, Squid's doing great.
Yes, they are. And, guys, thanks for looking at
Always have.
Out there. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, listen, thanks, buddy.
Thank you. See you tomorrow.